Welcome to this episode of Musings of the Sacred, hosted by myself, William Catling, and produced by Gillette Cervantes. Each week we focus on thoughtful ways to engage with life, with the natural world, and God. Today is the second of four episodes devoted to Advent. Each episode will focus on an aspect of the Christmas season in anticipation of the celebration of the birth of Christ. Today, let's turn our attention to the concept of waiting. Waiting, which is a noun, means the action of staying where one is or delaying action until a particular time or until something else happens. Advent is a time to remember God's promise to send a Savior. It is about waiting in joyful hope for the coming of Jesus at Christmas. Get ready. Be prepared. Put it together. Plan ahead. Make ready. Gear up. Wait for it. Welcome to the second week of Advent. This is a time of active waiting, preparing for the inner and outer celebration of Christmas. During this week, we will take stock of our inner landscape. It is time to consider how to reflect this season in our homes. Maybe it is a year for editing how we celebrate and consider what our giving should look like as we move towards the end of this year. Could be less volume is more important and the gifts more meaningful. Gifts from the heart, gifts of listening, gifts of sharing, conversations and making thoughtful remarks. It could be that some simple strings of light around the home could be the thing that our souls need. Instead of waiting to see who will reach out to us this year, perhaps we should be actively considering who needs us to be a source of encouragement and of care. What if, as we prepare our hearts for this season, we take some time to forgive someone, or we send a handwritten note or card? We drop off a gift on someone's front steps. In the light of a line from a pop song in the 1960s, sung by Jackie DeShannon, she says, "What the world needs now is love, sweet love." Not an empty gesture, but love as an action, other-focused and willing to lean into new possibilities for this winter season. Let us prepare our hearts to be more loving, more kind, and more considerate this year. This kind of preparation, this kind of waiting, is active and thoughtful and wide-ranging in its application. As we wait and prepare, it is good to plan. Think it through. Do not let another year go by without taking stock of your life, without looking deep within and without for what is true, what is good, and what is worthy. As we reflect upon this idea of waiting and preparation, we are reminded of the Christmas story as it is introduced in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 1. Now it came about in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. Because there was this decree from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken, Mary and Joseph were required to register in Joseph's home of Bethlehem. So they arrive in Bethlehem. Mary is late in her pregnancy. They're having a difficult time finding a place to stay. For them, life is challenging. Instead of a local inn, they end up sharing a stable with animals. Now Mary has waited over 9 months for her firstborn child, and things are not going as she had hoped. They are traveling while she is late term, uncomfortable, riding on a donkey. How did they cope with the disappointment of a barn with straw for a bed? Mary and Joseph had already experienced the shame of an unwed pregnancy and the challenging story of her being a virgin while she got pregnant. they're having a tough year. Maybe you are having some challenges as well. Or maybe the year has been mixed, good, bad, and awful, all stirred together. This story helps us look at ourselves, look at our expectations, and the way things do not always go as planned. Waiting and preparing, not for the setting or the context or the surroundings of Christmas, like Mary and Joseph ending up in a stable, but the chance to experience new birth of hope and wonder. It is difficult to wait and trust that better days are ahead. Time slows down when we are waiting, like when you're in a waiting room and sitting with people you don't know. Why is waiting important for us to consider? What benefit comes from waiting and preparing? Well, waiting brings us face to face with us. As we learn to wait, something happens within us. We start to become more comfortable with who we are. Mary had to come to terms with people not believing her story. Joseph had to decide on his role as husband and father of a baby not actually his. Waiting gives us time to be still, to process our lives, to prepare our hearts before we can receive the gifts of Christmas. That is, the gifts of life, love, light, family, friends, and hope for the future. Thomas Keating, in his poem entitled Stillness, writes, "Our true nature is stillness, the source from which we come. The deep listening of pure contemplation is the path to stillness. All words disappear into it, and all creation awakens to the delight of just being." This winter, when the winds rage outside our windows, may sound like an echo of the inner storms moving through our interior space. There is frustration with finding the right gifts. There's frustration with affording the seasonal activities, the difficulty in making future plans. This year, waiting is much more than preparing for Christmas. It involves a rearranging of our thinking about the value of life, the preciousness of family and good friends. We have every right to storm at our present situation, to be deeply disappointed, frustrated, angry, hurt, and afraid. Life just does not go as we plan it. The question is, what do we do with all that emotion, those feelings of loss and our lack of control? Keating's poem states that beneath this layer of storming emotion lies our true nature. That is stillness. The source of our stillness is found within as we learn to listen, as we learn to contemplate and to walk a path towards this stillness. We can begin this journey by simply paying more attention to the simple beauty that surrounds us, like a late afternoon shadow cast across the living room. Listening to the sounds of the neighborhood in the early morning, or enjoying a cup of tea in the mid-afternoon. It does not require us to make large changes. Rather, it is slight adjustments to what we focus on. You might try less media time and read a good book. Maybe plan and prepare a wholesome meal for friends or family. Try taking a walk around the block, or even go so far as to adopt a pet. Can be an amazing source of comfort. Preparing for Christmas this year is an opportunity to reset, rethink, and adjust how we learn to wait in stillness during this, the second week of Advent. As we celebrate waiting for Christmas, try walking a path towards stillness, especially at this time of year when it is filled with so many activities like shopping, family, friend gatherings, work parties, gift giving, decorating, preparing for events or travel. Rather than waiting and finding stillness, we move at a pace that leads us to anxiety, to stress, to feelings of inadequacy, financial challenges, and just being overwhelmed by it all. It seems with every year there was a lot of uncertainty about the future. Many people are hopeless, jobless, struggling to make ends meet. Advent and Christmas as we have known it needs to be different. What if we adjusted our thinking and slowed down outside and within? It would be a healthy choice to shift our focus during this Christmas season from a time of doing to a time of being. Much of our human doing is concerned with not wasting time, as if we could have any impact on the celestial movements that are the basis of how we measure time. What does wasted time look like? Or is the idea just a way to keep us from slowing down and living more reflective lives? To enter into being time is to realize that existence is a beautiful thing. A time to reflect on Advent, the hope of new birth, and a help in this time of struggle. Preparation includes being time, like reading a good book, taking a long walk, writing in that journal that is waiting on a shelf or in a drawer, trying that craft project, working with your hands, doing some baking, some sewing, some sketching, or even trying watercolor for the first time. Waiting is a time of deep and honest reflection, thinking about what really matters, and then living out the priorities we have often thought about. Winter is designed to be lived at a slower pace. Days are shorter while the nights stretch out long and dark. Maybe this year we should sleep a little more, take those naps we did not have time for earlier in the year. It'd be good to seek out inner and outer quiet, allowing ourselves to hear things anew. Birds in the afternoon, maybe even the famous twilight bark of the dogs in your neighborhood, wind moving through the branches, or maybe even the absence of noise. Psalm 62:5 says, "My soul waits in silence for God only, for my hope is from Him." We're focusing on waiting. We have been exploring how waiting is a kind of preparation, a way of being, a time of reflection. We learn to wait because life is so much bigger than us, and there is a God who sends hope in the midst of this world and the myriad challenges that fill the stories near to us and across the globe. We hear these stories and we think, how can this possibly be fixed? What can we do to make a difference? The problems just seem immense and are so very complicated. Some are hundreds of years in the making, and others are immediate and demand our attention. In the light of the season of Advent, what should we do? Let's begin with what we can change, that is, ourselves. Do we love first, or do we judge? Do we accept differences, or push to make others believe our truths? Do we practice listening, or are we patiently waiting to make our point? Do we celebrate others, or do we just feed our inner jealousies? In the midst of Advent, as we try to slow down, to wait on God, the real work of changing our world starts at home, with an inventory of where we are and the steps to bring healthy change. Transformation starts within. This is the hard work of active waiting and hoping. Waiting in silence is an essential part of this inner work. Facing oneself honestly and engaging in the process of change. Silence is a good way to begin. Take a step back from having all the answers. Listen more than talk. Wait and hope. This is where God begins to impact us. We realize we cannot change ourselves. We learn to wait and hope in the silence of winter. We wait for God's intervention into the world. The birth of Christ, the birth of love. Wait for it.